So something like,
okay, tell me about aggregate and curate.
So we've been working on within the Mosey Along project, we've been working with the local museum Mosey, and what we want to do is to get communities involved in working with the local museums, but museums tend to have their agenda and that doesn't really tie in with the community. So we've done a number of activities in the community, like A History of My Community, 10 Objects and Cabinets of Curiosities, which is about people telling stories and then filming them. And from that and a number of other activities, we developed a process called Aggregate Then Curate, which is a social media participation model, which we've now got three organisations, including the BBC, to adopt as an underpinning process for what they do.
And I also saw a kind of project ongoing in the British Museum and the museums, where they actually put tags, smart tags, on the actual, on the actual exhibits, where you could actually tell your own story.
So is that the QRpedia initiative? Yes, but the problem with QRpedia is it wants to take resources on Wikipedia, which structure information in a particular kind of way, and take the QR code for that information and put it on the appropriate object in the British Museum, which is great, but that gives you traditionally curated information in a new social media way. It doesn't give you new conversations and stories about those artifacts.
There's a big difference.
And that's what I'm finding with a lot of social media uses. They're actually taking traditional ways of presenting information and learning processes and using new media tools to make the link, but they're not doing anything new on the learning or the information side.
I think what it comes down to, and I'm finding this too, that there's a lack of insight into the cultural transformation that's going on.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying in Manchester we're trying to build a project that demonstrates the culture of transformation, not saying we're sticking QR codes on our way of doing things.
That's made it very clear. Thank you so much.